Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Fates Decide. My name is Sam, and I am here with my two co-hosts, Liz and Mary. Say hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello. Ooh, that was like double the action right there. For your listening pleasure today, we are going to talk about something that really just ticks me off, and we've talked about this. Off the air, but celebrity podcasts and why I hate them, why we hate them, why they suck. And believe it or not, a lot of podcasters, amateur podcasters, which I consider us to be, feel the same way. So we're going to kind of talk about that. Liz has some Reddits, which we all love Reddit, but has some Reddit stuff about how people, you know, feel about it. We'll go into that, and then our own personal issues.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
You're part of the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing. No planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
A quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
My obviously personal issue is mostly because we are podcasters and we will never, ever, most likely, you know what? I won't say never. We will most likely never get to that level of, you know, followers or anything like that. And they don't have to do a damn thing to get there. It just,
nope.
It just happens. You hear a, you know, their guests that they have are celebrities. They can get celebrities on there, and that's what causes people to start listening. If their favorite celebrity is on a podcast, all of a sudden, here we go, and they just keep popping up everywhere.
Yeah, it seems like every celebrity and their brother is doing a podcast nowadays.
It's crazy. And as I said to you guys before, like, is there anything else that they want to take from us? Like, we can't do anything without celebrities jumping in and just taking it. Like, my God. And like podcasting obviously became, I mean, it had been getting big, but obviously during the pandemic, it got huge because people were stuck at home. So what do? You start a podcast. Hence, Three Fates Decide was born.
Exactly. And we've put blood, sweat, and tears into it, and we're still small compared to some celebrity that on a whim decides, oh, let's just jump on the podcast craze. And they hire all these people to help them. They do a podcast. They get all these people on the show, and boom, a million followers.
Yep.
Thousands of downloads.
Yep. Yeah. It ain't fair, I tell you.
It ain't. I think the only thing at this point that we still have going for us is fan fiction.
Pretty much.
I think that's the only thing that non-celebrities, normal, quote-unquote normal people have is fan fiction.
Pretty much. I mean, incidentally, I do not consider Chloe Zhao as a bad person to be included in fan fiction, because she was already doing fan fiction before she was a director. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's cool. So I'm cool with her being in still fanfic writing occasionally. If anything, yeah. She's like one of us that finally made it big when you think about it.
Yeah.
You think about it.
I mean, I'm not putting down anybody that's writing fanfiction, even if you are a celebrity, but it's the fact that fanfiction is so anonymous, which is so nice, that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Unless you publish it, like, what's her name that did 50 Shades?
E.L. James.
Mm. Yeah, E.L. James. Or even Stephanie Myers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but again, they chose that. Exactly. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I
You know,
I swear if they start taking that away from us, I'm rioting.
Seriously, I know. It's like you have to leave us something. I mean, come on, leave us something. Leave us like as in something.
But it's like the thing that like annoys me is like. And it's not all of them. Like I've listened to some of them and like, you know, they're interesting. So like, and yes, the reason why I listened to it is because of the guest star that was on, but, Penn, Bagley from You and Gossip Girl has a podcast called Pod Crushers. And he's on there actually with these two women who are not celebrities. And the three of them are co-hosts like us. And one's, I think, a teacher. And the other one works, I don't know, she does something. But neither of them are Hollywood anything. So I guess he knew them from somehow. I don't know. He hooked up with them in some way. And their podcast is actually about, like celebrity, like everyone that they interview, it's about like their teen years, like their awkward times. They literally have them like talk about their most awkward moments during like their teen years, you know, middle school age. It's an interesting concept, and I actually thought that was a really cute idea because it's definitely not like your normal stuff. Because everyone, you know, that's the problem. It's like all these celebrities, they bring other celebrities in and they always talk about the same crap. What project they're working on, what, you know, what their thoughts are about this character that they played or this song that they wrote or this drama that happened somewhere in their lives or, you know, oh, you were in this show with me. Let's reminisce about the good old days. Like, stop it. Stop it. Because you have that. I actually enjoy, like I said, Penn's. I didn't mind it because, again, interesting. Switching over to Jessica Soar, who is also in Gossip Girl. Her podcast is all about Gossip Girl. Like, there's only so much you can talk about. You're going to have all the previous people that were on the old Gossip Girl on there. And then what are you going to do? Like, how much are you going to talk about?
Exactly.
And for what? Like, and all they do is just reminisce about what it was like on set. And like, okay, yeah, that's cool initially. But like, again, like, then what? But she, you know, she's got like a million and one followers.
Mm-hmm.
For nothing.
Basically.
Yeah. We talk about everything. I sound so bad. I'm sorry, people. They just annoy me.
We're all a little annoyed, and this is more of a vent session for us, to be honest about it. It's very annoying because, like I said, we've put our blood, sweat, and tears into doing this for almost 2 years now. We've been doing this, and we're very proud of everything that we've done so far. And we've made some missteps in advertising and getting and promoting. And I admit I slack off on a lot of my duties that I've, but life, real life is a bitch. And she, yeah. But still, it's the fact that we're very proud of what we've done. And we are all three of us, as far as I know, are still enjoying doing this. We enjoy it. We love to be able to interact with the three of us at least once a week. I mean, we talk pretty much every day or at least every other day. But to really get the time just to sit and just chit chat about anything and everything right. that comes to our minds is so nice. And it's been that, and it's been, I've been thankful for the two of you ladies since the beginning of the damn pandemic, practically, when I first met you guys. You know?
Wow. I'm thankful for you too. You make me cry.
Hey, we don't say it enough, but I mean, even though Liz and Sam have now officially met, I'm the odd girl out over here. I haven't met either one of you officially. I'm hoping to someday I will make it to New York someday.
And we'll all meet up.
I will make it to New York again someday. So I've been to New York once. I have been there.
Yes. Yes. For those, I don't know if you talked about it,
Liz. No, it never came up.
Yeah, so what Mary's talking about is Liz and I were both at New York Comic Con 2 weeks ago, and we met fleetingly while we were waiting in line for photos and autographs.
Yeah, basically. We literally only met on the lines because we just didn't have enough time, honestly, to really sit down and chit-chat.
But yeah, we will. All three of us will one day get together and go to lunch, go to dinner, do something, you know.
But I think this is like one of the things that makes our podcast unique, besides the fact that like most of the time our topics change and they vary. And, you know, we kind of go a little bit into everything, which is something that I like because, you know, you just never know what we're going to do next. And, you know, but at the same, like thinking about it, like the three of us, we met online. Mm-hmm. We've now Liz and I have actually spoken to each other in the same room, but like, you know, before that we hadn't met. Mm-hmm. And here we are now going on almost 2 years since we started recording in January. Yeah. It'll be 2 years exactly. since we started recording our podcast. And, you know, it's been fun, you know, like, because what none of you know is like, even when we're not recording, we still talk pretty much on a daily basis about stuff and, you know, via the show and obviously personal stuff as well. So, you know, definitely mm-hmm. made some great friends, with you guys with doing this. And, you know, I would love to see us, you know, get bigger and get more people and all that. And that's one of the reasons why these celebrity things tick me off is they don't even try. They don't edit their own stuff. Like we edit our own episodes. I know sometimes it's not that good, and I apologize for that now. In fact, the one I'm working on is going to be a little weird, but with the you know, sound. But you know, we're amateurs. We are a true amateur podcast. And sometimes I think amateur stuff is so much better than the professional because it shows how much work we put in and effort that we put in. And it's just that is truly what annoys me about celebrity podcasts. And I know that there's some good ones out there, like I mentioned, with Pens and there's other ones, but for the most part, like, I feel like celebrities are just like, I'm bored. What else can I do? Ooh, let's do this. And, you know, boom, they get, you know, 100,000 followers or 1 million followers in a day. And they talk about nothing. And it's annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, these shows are, like, pretty cookie cutter. You know, clones of each other, like, oh, you know, I'm going to invite this celebrity to like show up and talk. And that's it. And it's like an interview style show. Now, if they were actually good at interviewing, then yeah, maybe it would actually be pretty interesting stuff you could be talking about. But, you know, quite a few of these people are not that great at interviewing, which is the issue. I mean, they may have had experience being interviewed, but do you actually have experience at listening, at asking questions, and more importantly, follow-up questions? Because it's one thing to show up with, like, you know, a list of like 20 questions, but the trick is actually listening to what the other person is saying and then doing follow-ups to what they just said so that it, you know, you add to the conversation and maybe actually bring up some more interesting stuff that maybe you didn't pre-plan, you know, to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why, like, I mean, I know at the beginning of the episode we mentioned that, like, you know, I found a couple of interesting Reddit threads related to this topic. And the general consensus is that among the celebrity podcasts, a lot of the really good ones are comedians as the hosts.
Which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially people who have experience doing stand-up comedy, you know, you have to, you know, I mean, there is some pre-planning, obviously, you know, like what jokes you're going to tell. But then, you know, you have to be prepared for reactions from the audience and, you know, you're gauging what people like and don't like so that the next time you do your routine, you're better and ready to go. Same thing like with podcasting.
Yep.
Definitely. Definitely. I know I was looking, I kind of looked and I saw some people said that, was it Chelsea Handler?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's pretty, they really liked her, that she kind of does like a light and airy kind of type of podcast. It's not real dark and it's not real heavy. And, you know, it's, I think she keeps it kind of on the funny side because she's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pretty funny.
Very sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's that dry sense of humor, which is me. So, like,
yeah. She's not for everybody. I will admit she is not for everybody. And there are some things that she has mentioned and said that have not resonated with me. I'm like, I don't really find that funny. But, you know, I'm also at the same time, like, I know there's other things that she does that I do like. So it's kind of like that really weird. It's like, I like her. I like some of her stuff, but then some things I'm like, ew. That wasn't such a good look there, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's a great thing because other people, what I don't like, other people love about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. And I know like a lot of people, and I've heard this not just on this, one of the Reddit things mm-hmm. that you sent, but Dax Shepard apparently is not. His podcast is not very good because, and I feel like a lot of celebrities kind of do this, but he interrupts whatever guest to talk about him. He always brings it back to him. And it's because, you know, like he's the star of the show and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, but if you're bringing on a guest, that episode should be about said guest. Not right. You. If you want to make it about you, then just have an episode where you don't have a guest and it's just you and you could just talk about yourself till the cows come home. But if you have a guest on, like, you need to make sure that everything about that episode is centered around that guest. And like, if it's someone that you've worked with and you want to enter the conversation in terms of things that you both have done or whatever, depending on the topic of the podcast, then that's fine. But like, he literally interrupts his guests to talk about him. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
It's not all about you.
Or the one I saw when I was reading through some of the Reddit stuff, he had Cillian Murphy on. And he couldn't believe that Cillian Murphy prefers to live in Europe and not in LA. I'm like,
I want to live in Europe.
Seriously. It's just what I say. It's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love America. I really wouldn't want to live anywhere else because as much as I dislike where I live in America, it's probably one of the safer places to live in America, even though it is small town podunk. It's small town USA. But if I had the opportunity and the money, my ass would be either in London or in Ireland or Scotland somewhere. It'd be in the UK, Ireland, or Scotland somewhere because I just love mm-hmm. that area of the world.
Yeah.
And as soon as my daughter turns 18 and graduates high school, although she'll be 19 when she graduates high school, technically. So when she turns 19 and she graduates high school, that is going to be her graduation present. We are going on a European tour.
Ooh.
I'm gonna save up. It is fun, by the way. Going to Europe.
Yeah.
But yeah,
still, it's like not everybody wants to live in LA.
Right.
I mean, a lot of really good movies and TV shows and things are being produced in European countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? It's like, why would you uproot your entire life to move to LA where it's loud and I don't want to say dirty, but dirty.
It is. It's dirty. There's some nice areas, of course. First of all, LA is huge. It's so big. And, you know, yes, you have your beautiful, rich neighborhoods. And then you have your not so nice, nasty neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And the traffic is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can say about it is that it is usually nice weather. It's warm much all year round. That's pretty much the only thing I can say about LA. I still prefer New York. That's just me.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, everyone has their preference and, you know, you go where you want to go. But I've been saying for years I want to move to Europe. I just don't have a reason to.
Yeah.
If I could find a job out there, bye.
Right?
I mean, I guess like, well, actually, I mentioned this like before we actually start recording, but I guess like aside from just generally ranting about why we think celebrity podcasts in general terms suck, like we mentioned before, part of the frustration is that we do put in a lot of work ourselves to produce every episode. And it is frustrating that these people can just hire assistants and sound engineers and, you know, what have you, and they will have a nice, neatly packaged show that may or may not actually be that interesting content-wise and get all this attention. I mean, for example, it's like, okay, just what topics we cover in every episode, we end up having, well, not formal meetings, obviously, but, you know, we do have discussions ahead of time about like, oh, you know, what do you think about doing this topic or that topic? I mean, I inadvertently became the pseudo producer of sorts on the show because I'm usually the one organizing the schedule about like, okay, so we're going to record on this night and then we're going to post on, you know, Fridays. And then, you know, these are the episodes we already planned out. And, you know, I think maybe we should release this episode on this day because it'll match up the holiday weekend coming up by that point, blah, 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 blah. So meanwhile, like these people, it's like, you know, they probably have like an assistant working out like, oh, who's available to do the interview next week or whatever.
Yep.
And yes, people, we do plan this weeks ahead of time.
We try to anyway.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like it because we are basically chaotic as all get out. I mean, we are chaotic.
And yeah,
I love
it.
Chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, you must just join and absorb the chaos that is the three of us. And someday we will record an episode that all three of us in the same damn room together. I swear, this will happen one day. And then you're really going to find that you think we're nuts when the three of us are separated. Wait till the three of us are together. It is going to be a beautiful disaster. And we're going to record it for you all.
You know, I've always had this fantasy about like if we ever actually got a decent sized audience, that maybe we should try to get a panel at New York Comic Con.
That would be a beautiful disaster, the three of us. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Well, it would be Well, I mean, it would be hilarious if we could do that because, you know, it's like there's celebrity guests showing up. So it's like try to like convince one of them to show up in an episode that we're recording.
No, that's just when you just go run through the con and just like start grabbing every celebrity you find and just dragging them with you to the panel.
Come here. No, like, I got to go take pictures. No, let's go.
No, come on. You got to come with us. I want you. And I want you. And I want you. Let's go. Let's go, boys.
Yeah, I it's so funny because you know, I've been listening to podcasts, obviously, for a very, very long time. And obviously, as technology has improved, it's gotten easier to listen to different podcasts and stuff like that. And there's all different types of podcasts. I think the very first podcast I ever listened to was like true crime stories, where literally they just read a like murder mystery or whatever. And like, that's the thing I love about podcasts, is that it literally could be anything. Anything. And that's why I like ours, because we literally dip into everything. And, you know, obviously we look and see what certain episodes do better than others. So like, we know, okay, we need to do more of like these types of topics as opposed to these. We can never do those again because no one liked that show or whatever. But what the whole thing with like celebrity podcasts, what I've started to like do is find all the things that they do that I don't like so that we don't do that. But then like with the professional podcast, like, you know, obviously taking ideas that they do and trying to implement them in ours just to help us get to like the higher levels. Because some of like the things that I love is those people who were like us that started out as amateurs who only had a certain amount. I mean, I think for the longest time we only had what, like 7 or 8 followers.
Yeah.
And now we're up to
37
followers, which is like phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, we're still, I mean, we're tiny and we know that. And yes, we would love to build some. The things that I love is like the professional, and there's a difference between celebrity podcasts and professional podcasts, because there's people who started out like us, amateurs, and have grown because people just loved what they were listening to. And they just kept going, 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 and building, building, building to where they got to the point that they could be a quote unquote professional podcast, where they could have the sound engineer, they could get better, you know, guests on their shows and stuff like that. That's what I would love for it to happen to us, obviously. And who knows what the future may bring, as long as we keep doing what we're doing and growing and stuff like that. So like, I'm going to give one thing to like celebrity podcasts, because they have those professional sound engineers and stuff like that. They give me ideas as to how to fix certain things that we do to maybe just make things flow a little bit better, or, you know, whatever. And even sometimes even topics, like I'll hear like a topic and I'm like, oh, we could do an episode like that, you know, with our own little flair to it. So it's like, yes, there are some pros because they are celebrities. Like, they, you know, have an easier time doing things and coming up with things. But at the same time, like as an amateur, I use that as inspiration for our show.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the only plus I'm giving them, though.
Yeah. But that's more like because of the people they hired,
right? It's not them
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. As someone on Reddit said, they feel that celebrity podcasts are just famous people circle jerks. Like, it's just, you know, famous people who want to talk about themselves in some way, and, you know, being on social media wasn't enough, so let's do a podcast and talk about me all over again. It's reality TV via audio.
You know, not that this is going to happen anytime at all soon, despite our, you know, our optimistic goals / self-delusions.
I wouldn't say delusions, but aspirations.
Yeah, that's the nicer way to say it. But, you know, if we ever did get a famous person of some kind to show up, I would say the best inspiration we should have in terms of how to interview this person, doesn't matter who it is, but I think something like Inside the Actor's Studio the model we should really kind of do. Not exactly, obviously, because, you know, you can't copy James Lipton. That's just not possible. But, you know, that kind of a style, though, where, like,
what's your favorite curse word?
Right. But, you know, a bulk of the conversation is like he asks them like real questions, mm-hmm. like not the usual fluff questions that they get asked like 50 times.
Yeah.
When they're promoting their TV show or movie or whatever. but like really genuinely interesting questions, you know. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, that and what's his name from Hot Ones? One of the best interviewers I've ever seen in my entire life. Like the questions that he comes up with, like I've yet to see a celebrity that goes on Hot Ones that isn't floored by at least one or two questions. Because it's like, it's question number one, it's hard for them to concentrate because like their mouth is on fire, but like you can definitely tell he researches these celebrities and he pulls these questions, like he gets these questions that are just like they've never been asked before. Like if you haven't watched Hot Ones before, like besides the fact that it's hilarious watching these celebrities like suffer with hot wing sauce, but like the questions that he asks them are amazing. And there are times it's not even about a role that they're in, but it's like it's I'm trying to like think of how he does it, but like he'll bring up a role and then he'll go into like asking into what's the mindset going into this particular part that they did, you know, like and like the person's like sitting there like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, like he's one of the best interviewers I've ever seen. And I would love to do something like that. So I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. We can only dream.
Well, maybe someday.
It reminds me of the very first thing that we recorded. We talked about our aspirations and who we would want on the podcast. If you remember, there was three of them, three actors that we would be happy with coming on the podcast.
Well, I know one of them is SS.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure another one was CE.
Yep.
And PR. No.
No. AM.
Oh yes, you would be good too. But I would love to get PR on that.
I could do that one too. All right, so we'll say four.
I'm sorry.
We could do four.
The man has not aged since he was freaking 30 goddamn years old. And he's in his 50s.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is I've met two out of the three of them already.
Well, I know you met SS and...
Me too. Not that he was...
Yeah.
Not that he was a chatty Cathy that day, but...
I would love to have those four.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's something...
I would love to have those four at the same time on the podcast. I think that would be so freaking chaotically fun.
Absolutely.
That would probably turn into a 4-hour episode.
It probably would, but oh my God, that would be so much fun.
It would turn into like a 4-hour episode and, you know, we're going to have a pain in the ass time figuring out how to like split that up and edit that out stuff.
No, we would figure it out.
That would not be an edited one. That would be, we would just throw it up there as a 4-hour episode. There's no editing this. Oh, you must not edit out the chaos.
You know, I want to know what they really like think about podcasting though. You know, like what is it to them? Mm-hmm. Is it just something, because I mean, listen, if they are doing it like me, where I've been wanting, prior to doing this, I had been wanting to do a podcast for a long time because, you know, listening to them, I was number one, I was like, oh, I could totally do that. And then like, obviously finding something that inspired me to want to talk about, to do a podcast and stuff like that. Like, is it that for them or is it literally just another outlet for them to reach potential fans and get more people and more money in their pocket? And because, you know, they're all monetized. Like, I'm sorry, they are all monetized. It's more money coming into their pocket. And it's just, I can't help but think that it's not just for that reason. It's just another way to make money. And it's not, you know, to spread information or to just entertain people during, you know, a time where the world, listen, I think we can all agree the world sucks right now. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I enjoy this podcast, is because it lets me kind of leave the world for a little bit. And it's just the three of us in our own little bubble. And we get to share it with all these people that listen to us. And it's great. what is it for these celebrities who already have the world at their feet that makes them want to do this, like, podcasting? Like, why? I need to know why. Any celebrities that just happen to listen to our show, why?
If you have a podcast, please. We have an email address. You can reach us on Instagram.
Just don't curse me out, please.
I mean, feel free to curse me out all you want. I mean, I really don't give a shit. If you're a celebrity with a podcast, reach out. Why do you do it?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm pretty sure the real answer is money.
I think so too.
I'm sure that's probably the answer, but I still want to know. Just reach out and tell us why.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.